This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to Experiments on Mondays. The Monday Mini.
I like how you're always trying to change up the titles.
I feel like I have to do like a theme or something, and it just feels better if I have a theme.
Yeah.
I know. It's too much. But yeah, we're experimenting today because we had this whole series, that became a series. We didn't know it was going to be a series of technology and women and technology. And then we're going to do probably more episodes that we haven't delved into yet, right? Mm-hmm. Because as we know, technology continues to change. One of the big episodes that we did, actually, we had kind of a two or three parter to it because there's so much to it, is AI and what AI is doing today and how scary it can be, but how good it could be.
That's how, I mean, yes, that's how I've, like every episode ended. But I will say AI is rapidly, I'm sure you've heard it. It's rapidly changing. There have been people speaking out about it, against it, for it. Since we did that episode, which was only in January, I think, already things have changed. So we have this episode, but we also have another update of like my own personal experiences and your own personal experiences.
We've got some things. So today we decided we're going to play with ChatGPT. And what ChatGPT is, according to ZDNet.com, ChatGPT is a natural language processing tool driven by AI technology that allows you to have human-like conversations and much more with a chatbot. The language model can answer questions and assist you with tasks like composing emails, essays, and code. Also, if you want to know how it works, usage is currently open to the public free of charge. And it's in its research and feedback collection phase. This is as of 7 days ago. So, and we know that ChatGPT got bought out by Microsoft. So I think it's under Bing as well. Yeah. And they're in like several versions of it. And that apparently is a constant in the AI world where they're constantly updating it and trying to outdo each other, essentially. With being the first to do it this way or that way. Again, AI has been around for a very long time. ChatGPT was apparently based off of, there is AI where you can have fake girlfriends or boyfriends and they have relationships with you. It's a thing. I didn't know this. I just thought it was a movie.
Well, that's interesting too, in that like a lot of reporters back when you had to like get on a waiting list to talk to Bing's AI, it would ask to like marry them and be like, no, actually, your significant other doesn't love you. I do. Why won't you be with me? And I think it's part of that.
Yeah.
And also just what the internet is.
Yeah.
Which is upsetting.
It is upsetting. But we're not using it for that purpose. Instead, no. We decided that we wanted to see what ChatGPT would do with specific subjects, broad subjects, specifically on feminism and intersectional feminism. I have tried to use this before, y'all, just because I wanted to know. It's not always accurate, especially if it's trying to do current events. So for those of you who think you can use this for your school papers, be careful. Because it's not truly, truly accurate. Broad things, maybe, but not specifics. So, and I promise, we have not actually used it for our episodes yet.
We'll see.
Outside of this one.
We haven't. And in our upcoming update, I'm going to talk about something I've experienced where I've been accused of using it.
Yeah.
And I haven't. And I don't really have a way to prove that I haven't.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting thing that's happened as well.
Well, the fact that you don't have an account, you have to have an account. So if you don't have one of those, that's proof enough.
I don't have an account. So,
but I guess
also, I don't know that I need to engage with these people accusing me. There's that part of it too, because I think it's a chatbot.
So AI is accusing you of AI?
I think so.
Which is a thing we know. They are quickly trying to find it for schools and teachers.
Yes.
Like a detector.
It is. I definitely think it's because it will say the name of the service it's telling me I should. It's telling people who are consuming my content that they should buy because it's not free to detect AI. So I think, we're going to talk about it. But also, didn't you say like, Bill, when you've tested with it, it'll give you like fake quotes?
I don't know if they're fake, but it's not quotes associated with those people. So I did it. I'm like, and I put a person's name in and see what they would put in. And it came back with, they said this. And I like looked for it everywhere. I was like, they've never said that. Where did they get this? But we do know. Again, ChatGPT, apparently, I think their research stops till 2021. This was what I was told because Annie, my partner, decided to test to see if it had information on you, and it came back with some information, and he does this, is interested in this. It was pretty much
on. Said I was funny.
Yeah, sure. And then he decided to use my name, and I said, we don't know this person. Sorry. And I was like, what? So I do not exist, according to ChatGPT.
Might be good.
Yeah. But you can feed it information, too, and then maybe use that because it will ask for that. Still doesn't work because they switch up things, especially if you have, like, an article talking about two people. They switch them up.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
I'm going to tell you the prompts that we used for this, and well, we're going to start with feminism. All I put is write a one-page podcast about feminism.
Okay.
You ready?
And I will take this one.
Yes, do it.
Hello, and welcome to this podcast on feminism. In this episode, we will be discussing the basics of feminism and its significance in today's society. Feminism is a movement that advocates for equal rights and opportunities for women with the ultimate goal of achieving gender equality. It seeks to challenge and dismantle the patriarchal systems that oppress women and perpetrate gender-based discrimination. The roots of feminism can be traced back to the late 19th century, with the first wave of feminism focused on gaining women's rights to vote. The second wave of feminism, which emerged in the 1960s and 70s, broadened its scope to include issues such as reproductive rights, workplace discrimination, and domestic violence. The third wave of feminism, which began in the 1990s, has further expanded on these issues and also emphasizes intersectionality, recognizing the ways in which gender intersects with other forms of oppression, such as race, class, and sexuality. Feminism has made significant progress over the years, with women now having access to education, employment, and political representation. However, there is still a long way to go in terms of achieving true gender equality. Women continue to face challenges such as gender pay gap, sexual harassment and assault, and limited access to health care. Feminism is not just about women. It's about creating a world in which everyone is treated with respect and dignity, regardless of their gender. It's about challenging the harmful gender stereotypes that limit all of us and creating a more just and equitable society for everyone. In conclusion, feminism is an important movement that has brought about significant change, but there is still work to be done. We must continue to push for gender equality and challenge the systems that perpetuate gender-based discrimination. Thank you for listening.
Very good. No, okay, so I want to correct. I prompted write an introduction to feminism.
Okay, I was about to say.
Yes, so for a basic introduction to feminism. So they give us a whole big thing. Mm-hmm. It's not far off. You don't have real specifics, but you do have a small timeline. You know what I should have done?
Yeah.
And we'll maybe come back to it, is put it in your voice. Since ChatGPT knows you, supposedly, they can try and analyze and put it into a specific person's speech.
Oh, that's kind of terrifying.
Right.
There's no mention of Leia in here. Clearly, it's not me.
I wonder what would have happened if I put an Annie Reese voice.
It would be Leia. It'd be like, Leia came out.
Let me tell you about Princess
1977.
Leia. Love Star Wars. That's all it
yes.
says. Okay, so I'm going to do, we decided to try ChatGPT on intersectional feminism. So I wrote, write a one-page podcast about intersectional feminism. So here we go. Hello, and welcome to this podcast on intersectional feminism. In this episode, we will be discussing the concept of intersectionality and how it relates to feminism. Intersectionality is a term coined by scholar and activist Kimberly Crenshaw in 1989. It refers to the interconnectedness of various forms of oppression, such as racism, sexism, homophobia, ableism, and classism. These forms of oppressions are not separate, but rather they intersect and affect individuals in different ways depending on their identities and experiences. Intersectional feminism is a type of feminism that recognizes the diversity of women's experiences and identities. It acknowledges that women are not a homogeneous group and that their experiences of oppression are shaped by their race, ethnicity, sexuality, ability, and other factors. Intersectional feminism seeks to address the ways in which these multiple forms of oppression interact and compound each other, creating unique challenges for individuals at the intersections of multiple marginalized identities. For example, a Black woman may face both racism and sexism in the workplace, which would lead to lower pay, fewer opportunities for advancement, and increased likelihood of experiencing harassment or discrimination. An LGBTQ plus person with a disability may face discrimination in both their employment and healthcare, which could limit their access to resources and opportunities. Intersectional feminism emphasizes the importance of centering the experiences of marginalized communities in feminist activism and advocacies. It recognizes that the struggles of gender equality cannot be achieved without also addressing issues of racial and social justice. Intersectional feminism challenges the notion that equality can be achieved by focusing solely on the experiences of white, middle-class, cisgender, able-bodied women. In conclusion, intersectional feminism is an important framework for understanding and addressing the ways in which different forms of oppression intersect and affect individuals in unique ways. It recognizes the diversity of women's experiences and identities and seeks to create a more just and equitable society for all. Thank you for listening.
Very good.
Thank you. Thank you. So, yeah, I like this one that gave examples. That was interesting.
Yeah. You know what it feels like? In a good way. But it feels like when I was like in college writing an essay. Like you right. have here, like, here's your hook. Here's your definition.
And then
here's
the
your
conclusion.
Examples.
Yes.
Here's your conclusion, which is not too far off from what we do in the podcast, to be honest.
Right.
But I feel like this felt much more like an essay.
Yes. Yes.
That I'm reading.
Academic like level of presentation.
Yes.
Or maybe like a middle schooler trying to talk about these things and introducing it to
right.
their class, talk about it in general.
Mm-hmm.
But yes. So obviously this was a very generic take.
Yeah.
And very generic prompt. We just wanted to see what it would look like had we, you know, in using these, is it correct, the information thus far? Of course, both of these things have a lot of information and is very broad in its subjects, but it is correct for what I could tell. The level of language in this is actually pretty on point and inclusive, surprisingly, for an AI. There has been conversations before, and I haven't gone down this road. I don't think you have either, Annie. I don't know if we ever will, of trying to find the holes where it does allow for specific misogynistic or racist takes. We have and sexist takes. We have heard that can happen oftentimes in these AI prompts. We've talked about the fact that there's good and bad, and that it takes from the internet. Like I said, I guess 2021, maybe they're expanding it at this point. But that it goes to that level. I wonder what it would be like to actually try to form a relationship with ChatGPT, like have it as a friend. Annie's eyes got real big when I said that.
It's like, something going
that's
on.
Not what, I'm just really lonely. No, meaning like that just what it would look like to be like, hey,
yeah.
let's talk to me about this. I'm sad. Can you tell me about
right.
this? Or how can you ask me about my day? All of those things.
Right. Well, I used to joke, and it's not a very funny joke at all, but I used to joke that Google was like my therapist because I would literally Google like, oh, I'm sad. What do I
right.
do?
Right.
There's this miserable situation in my family. What do I do? And I think that is one of the things of the time we're living in now where technology like this does exist. It makes sense to me. Like I know there's been studies on like the relationship people will form with their phones. And it sounds kind of ridiculous at face value, but when you think about it, I mean, how often do you check your phone? Like how often, where is it? It's near you. Like you feel scared when it's not near you or you get nervous. The battery's draining and you're nervous. So to me, it makes absolute sense, especially if there's any kind of like loneliness or even for younger people that a relationship could form with technology at large, but AI in this case.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah. Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I prompted one thing, and it's a surprise.
Oh.
And so I'm going to read it. Surprise. Okay. So my prompt on this was, tell me about Annie Reese from Stuff Mom Never Told You podcast.
Uh-huh.
So here we go. Annie Reese is a former host and producer of the podcast Stuff Mom Never Told You, which is a part of the iHeartRadio and How Stuff Works networks. The podcast, which launched in 2009, explores a wide range of topics related to feminism, gender, sexuality, and more. Annie Reese was an integral part of the podcast, co-hosting and producing it alongside her former co-host, Samantha McVeigh. She's been praised for engaging and insightful commentary on a variety of topics, ranging from women's health to the intersection of race and gender. Reese's background includes a degree in women's studies from the University of Georgia, and she has also worked as a writer and editor for various online publications. Her expertise and passion for feminist issues has made her a popular figure within the podcasting community, and she continues to be a vocal advocate for gender equality and social justice. While she's no longer hosting Stuff Mom Never Told You, her contributions to the show continue to be remembered and appreciated by many fans. Annie, when did we quit?
I'm sure we were fired. And I'm sure we will be missed.
And you went to the University of Georgia?
Yeah, that's not true. No. No. Very interesting, though. It makes you wonder, where did that come from?
Where did this come from?
Yeah, no, I didn't do that.
I don't have it generated. Okay, go ahead.
Oh. Okay. I'll take the compliments.
Yeah.
But I don't appreciate, this feels like I got fired and I just haven't heard about it yet.
I think they switched our stuff up because I've got mine.
Okay.
You ready to hear mine?
Yes.
Samantha McVeigh is a former co-host of this podcast, Stuff Mom Never Told You, which is part of the iHeartRadio and How Stuff Work networks. The podcast, which launched in 2009, explores a wide range of topics related to feminism, gender, sexuality, and more. McVeigh co-hosted and produced the podcast alongside her former co-host, Annie Reese, and was known for her insightful commentary and engaging personality. She brought her own unique perspectives to the show, often discussing her experiences as a queer woman of color, Nope. Before joining Stuff Mom Never Told You, McFay worked as a writer and editor for various online publications, and her work has been featured in outlets such as Huffington Post and The Advocate. Nope. She also holds a degree in women's studies from the University of Georgia. No. McFay left Stuff Mom Never Told You in 2017 to pursue other opportunities, but her contributions to the show continue to be remembered and appreciated by its many fans. She remains a vocal advocate of social justice and equality, and her insights and perspectives continue to influence conversations around feminist issues today. Wow. Who did they mix me up with? Is it Kristen or Caroline?
I feel like they mixed you up with an amalgamation of Kristen or Caroline, who in 2017 left to do their own thing, with me.
Yes.
With nonsense, internet nonsense.
Yes, because I don't think neither Kristen or Caroline have a women's studies degree. I think both of them were journalism.
I believe so, yeah.
So that's interesting.
It was interesting, too, because there were some lines that were exactly the same between you and me.
The beginning, yes, the beginning of it. Former co-host. So there you go. This is the reliability of ChatGPT. Be very careful.
Yes.
We're already getting mixed up just by different people in general, so don't use that. That all the things that we said was not true. Except for that weird.
No, we already get, we all the time, we'll get emails that are like, hey, Emily, and we're like, no.
That's not us. No. Thanks for asking, but there you go. That is ChatGPT. And I think we're going to have to come back and have more conversations about the reliability as well as problematic things that could occur with things with this AI. Also, the possibilities, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, that was a more... I don't want to say positive because it's not even positive. It's just the internet is so f***ing negative.
Yeah.
The take on feminism I thought it was going to be. It could have definitely introductory broad scope, but Okay. There it is. Well, we do have some more coming up about it because I have had some experience lately that I want to talk about. But in the meantime, listeners, if you have experience... We would love to know. You can email us at stephaniemomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram @StuffMomNeverToldYou. Also on TikTok @StuffMomNeverToldYou. Also on YouTube. We do have a book coming out. You can buy it at StuffYouShouldReadBooks.com. You can pre-order it, I should say. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Y'all are the best.
You are. And thanks to you for listening. You are also the best. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.